The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour. This week we return to the visitor at Emperando, where the employees of various stations at a secret military base in Emperando, California, have just met a mysterious outsider who has information about the rather volatile mineral on their hands. Without further ado, here is The Visitor at Emperando, Part 2. Day 21, Scopa Croft. Exact time, 8:30 p.m. Thursday, 1970. Oh, that thing. Anyway. Novak and I are continuing to test the lifter substance on our last animated test subjects. A mycelium specimen that has already shown minimal signs of decay. Contact at Emperando base has been absent, despite our requests made of 2 days earlier.
Up to anything interesting, Miss Salas?
And a vlog from Salas. Although, I am not sure who is going to reference it in the future.
Us, maybe. If they ever let us down.
Do you know, there is a good chance, hypothetically, of us bringing the craft down ourselves. We were allowed to pilot the vessel.
Well, if progress with the lifter is all it takes, we've already listed its properties.
The properties we can discern and match with others. There are some I haven't found an equal match with.
Not on this planet, it looks like. But what its effects are...
I've seen them on our floral subjects.
What were they?
I believe it is a container of stored energy. A vestibule of natural, self-harbored energy. When I experimented with the floral specimens, the flowers bloomed rapidly.
They did, didn't they? I couldn't see anything on the first sight, but... They seem more alive. Healthier, almost.
I'll give you alive. The changes were subtle, but still evident as a whole. The lifter sustains life...
But Salas... Sorry, what were you going to say?
When you looked at the specimens today, what condition were they in?
Almost half dead, melting.
It takes life as it gives it.
What do we do with it now, though?
What will they want to do with it after we tell them? Destroy it?
To have that much energy... Even temporarily, I doubt it. If we were back on the ground at the base, we'd have an inkling.
Perhaps. Is it so bad to be up here, Howard? Higher than any aircraft. Almost among the stars. Left alone to study. And ponder what might come before us.
If we weren't tied to something below...
That alarm. I can't find out what it's for. Confound it. The sad thing is, I should know. This isn't my first time flying a craft like this.
Well, I've had a chance to study the place on downtime. Let me look.
But no, Howard, wait. It's for... There's a message on the computer screen.
What does it say?
Let me see.
That alarm's for the craft's atmosphere sensor. It only sounds when a foreign body enters the air.
Could something have slipped in accidentally? The message says, request for re-entry denied. Further testing required. Cutting off excess fuel supply.
We don't have an excess supply. Are they leaving us here?
Let's not panic. Let me try to send another.
What happened?
I...
What are you doing?
Let me try again.
Ben, what have you done?
Ask him.
Him? Howard Novak, I was a scientist at Emperando Base. Well, still. No, still, because I quit. Is that allowed? I'd guess you'd have to ask Mr. Danson. Unfortunately, he doesn't seem likely to answer at the moment. What did you do to him?
It's true. The lifter's internal energies are transferable by friction.
What? He means the novice. He says the heads here ask him to expose himself to it.
They pumped it into the atmosphere while we were already in the sky!
They were able to turn it into a gas? They never mentioned that.
I hate to interrupt, but what do you suppose will happen when Mr. Danson wakes up? He'll remember you zapping him.
Well, we don't want him to remember that.
Maybe if we put him in his office? Maybe he'll think he fell on his head, or...
Could work. Ben, help me lift him.
Okay.
You take that. Wait a minute. Just... No. No, it's... You got it?
Put him at the desk. That's where he usually...
No, wait, I'll go... Now, what are you doing?
I've gotta go. Let's go. That's done. He knows about all this stuff already. Why can't we trust him?
This is happening much faster than it should.
Oh, didn't...
Anything about me in there?
I didn't check. You shouldn't be in here, Mr.
Novak. Does Miss Salas still work here?
Yes, she...
Good. I need someone to find Miss Salas. And we shouldn't be here.
I'm not leaving the base. Not the scene of the crime. Frankly, mister, I'm starting to trust you less every second.
Stay if you want. Talk to Danson. Ben?
Me? Well, the beach opens at 7 if you want to go there. I can't drive us, though.
Miss, can you drive and call?
At the same time, no.
Call first. Hurry.
You know, if nothing else, him knowing Salas makes sense. Why? The man's erratic.
Unintelligible.
What I said. You want a soda? Oh, no. No, just asked. Howard, that's right. How do you know Salas?
We were scientists on the craft used to study...
Is Salas the only person who can vouch for you? Is she the only one who can confirm your story?
Since the ones who know about it left us in the sky, I'd think so.
Well, I looked through the records that could corroborate this.
And you found some?
That's what you were doing in the office? I didn't have time to look, but I only saw tests of the novice in the Imperando base.
But they must have burned the rest.
Or maybe they're hiding it somewhere for a good reason.
Or maybe they burned it.
Or maybe you're someone who sniffed too much glitter. You ever think of that, Silverface?
Why are you defending them?
Well, maybe if I got a chance to read these papers, I'll stop. But until then...
You stole them?
Photocopied them.
You disgust me.
Oh, all right, hold on. We're not gonna get anywhere at each other's throats. Then what do you suggest we do?
Wait for Salas.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Salas, we're waiting for you whether you like it or not. Oh. And then...
You made it. You made it back.
Back?
Yes. The heads of the base sent us in a craft.
I don't understand.
It's me. Howard. I was with you. We were studying the lifter.
That's classified information.
We were in the sky. Almost high enough to see the stars. Close enough to know them all.
The stars... have their own place. They are the only ones who know themselves.
You used to say stuff like that.
Why do you think the memories are fuzzy, though? Could 2 years really do that?
I don't know. We decided she should use the eject pod and escape from the novice's vapors.
I have told you that is classified.
There's nothing we both don't know.
No! But... there was... erasure.
Race to you?
There had to be for the novice. In the craft, the spacecraft, They had already known much of the novice before they sent me up. They know. They wanted it for what it could do. Its power. Surges of electrical, raw power. Surge of life. But as it gives, it takes away. But they didn't know. They needed a test.
So, that's what you zapped Mr. Danson with.
You what?
It's uncontrollable, I think. It's too dangerous.
Wait. You said it gives and takes life. Does that mean you too will?
I don't know. But I want to destroy it.
Good job doing that. The only sample's back at the base.
Not the only one. There might be one more. Oh. Something just crossed my mind. And it's crossing the road.
What?
Oh. Those are some serious looking trucks. Military grade? Well, whatever you do, you do. I'm staying out of this. They must be going to the base.
Hey, wait. Howard, if she got down from the craft in a pod or whatever, how did you get down?
I'll show you. Actually, I think I'll have to.
And you have no idea where these people went.
Well, no. I've answered this question too many times. Is there any progress in finding the perpetrators?
Are the records you saw in order?
Except the missing ones.
And is it true that you were injured by the novice's properties transferred through you?
It was just some sort of stun.
All the same. When this base is put on lockdown, command will be transferred to Mr. Lawlin.
Me?
As per Mr. Danson's instructions and recommendations.
Don't let it get to your head, Lawlin. That's why I recommend it to you.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I right in thinking this is Quattro's car lot and yard?
Hit the nail on the head. Looking for a car.
Nice chart you've got in the back of your stall. Those vehicular...
That's nothing. Just something my buddy and I came up with about monsters. From the movies.
So, it's true?
What's true?
You made the conspiracy-themed hotline everyone's talking about.
Didn't you want to buy a car?
What if I had some information for you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
As a former secretary at Emperando Base...
What you got?
How much is it worth?
that's funny. Look, we're sci-fi fans, not idiots. We've got something out back that's probably worth more, and it came free. What you got?
Photocopies of some documents straight from the drawers.
We don't like to read.
Oh. I can't tell if Jacqueline's doing good here.
Good enough. Tell us, come on.
The deceit deepens.
I think it's better to be unnoticed. Especially since I think that guy already saw me.
Well, the guy hasn't looked over at us. You're sure this is where you landed the craft?
Crashed. Deering's not my strong suit.
Me neither. Don't knock yourself. Different situation, but if it was my car in the first place...
Oh, no, don't get Salas worried. Apparently she's got a spotless record.
No erasure.
We know.
Anyway, didn't make me too popular. Like always. Can't you tell? Gab like a goose. I'm pretty clumsy. Nobody talks in Emperando. Nobody makes any mistakes. I don't know where I'd go, though.
How about joining me?
You?
If they've got the craft, if I can start it up again, I don't want to stay here. I could use an extra crew member.
If you can get it to work. I'm assuming it's that plane-like thing with a chain.
Why'd they chain it to a peg? That's the best they could- Never mind. Salas, look. Look, it's the craft.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Ah! What was that?
I feel... Ah! Heated up that piece of metal. The novice is starting to act up in our systems.
Was it because you're close?
The entry's blocked.
What do we do?
I don't know if we'll have time to unblock it. Maybe me transferring the novice's energy to the chain. There.
Still at the end of that, though.
Tied to something else. Something that moves. We've got to get it out of here.
Where will you be?
Inside, hopefully.
What can I use? What can I use? Oh.
Well, can't I have a look at them?
What would you do with them?
If it's with us, it's for use.
You don't think it'd be illegal?
Why'd you copy them, then? You're the one selling them. What else would you do if you were fired?
Something better.
What the? Hey! Hey, that's our truck! In our spaceship!
Hey, we need a driver!
Oh, gosh.
Jacqueline, you coming?
Skip. Hey! Hey! I can call people, you know! That's our spaceship!
Disturbance reported on Cleveland Avenue. Standing by for info. Operando base remains on lockdown.
There it is. The House of Dream. Sir, I had a feeling you'd come here. The hoard where hidden secrets discovered by us are stored. They never let me see. And anyone who walks in without authorization was to be reported.
Sir, you don't think I'd try to?
I don't care what you do. What I care about is what you have.
What do you mean?
The novice is gone. It wasn't confiscated. And unless those felons have it...
No, they don't.
It's encased good.
Well, wouldn't it be safer in the... warehouse, that's what I was thinking.
If only it wasn't volatile.
With all due respect, how would you know, sir? Was Mr. Novak right about his experience on the craft?
Yes. Yes, I knew that. I also know the names of our employees. I could still give them to my superiors, unless you return the novice to me. Unless, of course, you want to do your duty and help the right people apprehend.
Take it.
I was just trying to help you understand. You failed me.
Where are you going?
I see a truck over there. I imagine it needs fuel.
Don't put the novice in.
Fine. The point.
What?
Driving towards the warehouse? That's one way for erasure.
Suspects have been spotted down Glen Road in tow truck. With reported government spacecraft in tow.
I think we lost the truck. Well, all you have to do is look behind you. I can't.
I'm looking!
All we got on our sides is a field. Hey, hold on there. When do we stop? Howard's stuck in that craft back there, fixing who knows what. How will we know when to stop?
Jeez.
Sell it. Get her back up. She just shot the...
Stop the truck.
Stop the truck. Go. Now can we stop? Anyone behind us?
Don't know.
Hold on.
Howard!
What happened?
The truck's kind of fizzled. If you were trying to go somewhere...
Ben? Stay back. The Nautilus is still dangerous.
Are you surging out energy and pretty much falling apart? Because that's what Salus is doing.
Salus? She's dying.
Now I can see someone. Looks like one of our base buddies.
The craft's ready for takeoff. If it's transferable.
No. How?
Give me your hand.
What'd you do?
Transferred Earth. To mine.
Howard? Howard! Howard! He's flying away. Guess I couldn't have gone.
What?
The craft. It's that guy.
No, don't you!
I don't think he hit it. Howard?
Howard!
We should go. Whoever it is, he's coming down here.
Wait.
That looks like a news truck driving up. What's going on? Base guy's driving off. We should see about Howard. But the novice is gone. He must be too. But it's gone. I know, but it was just. He was going to take me with him.
What do you suppose it was?
What?
The novice.
What?
I mean, I know it was a mineral. But it couldn't have been waiting wherever it was forever.
I don't know. Did it fall out of the sky?
Silas, you know more than us. Why was it where they found it?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
The samples were the last.
And there's so much that's known already.
Drew would want to know.
So did I.
I've still got those photocopies.
Might as well be kindling for me.
Think what I'll do is be done. Even if the base tries to call me up, I'll tell them. Even if the base tries to call me up, I'll tell them I'm done.
Me too. Not that I have much to get or lose. I know some places for work. I could help you out.
All right. Salus?
I suppose we should let her alone. That's one unusual lady.
But you were saying...
Let me think. They're done. Can they erase themselves from this record? Gonzalez. Yes. But I have to hurry. They're not looking. And turn it to... What? I'm still here? Well... Then here I stay. Till I get this fixed.
Seems like small potatoes.
Small, but it pays. You all right there, Silas?
Yes. It seems I need to stay here.
On the beach?
At the moment, I don't know what I'll do at the moment. Well, all we can do is the best we can. All we can do is the best we can. There's no secrets to hide, nothing to discover.
There'll always be something. Right, Silas?
Yes. Always.
You've been listening to The Visitor at Emperando on the Eliphas Hour. The Visitor at Emperando. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to subscribe or... and feel free to comment about what you liked or didn't like. No one ever comments, really. The Visitor at Emperando was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music. Stay tuned in 3 weeks for the next episode of... The Eliphas Hour.